letting him play and not disciplining him in some way. You know, you've been around this game a while. I mean, what do you think of the way Doug is approaching it?
I think he's handling it the right way. I mean, you know, guys make mistakes. Josh has been a guy who's been a great teammate since he's been here. Hadn't gotten in much trouble, if any, that I know of. And, you know, at some point, I'm sure they'll let the legal process take care of whatever it is. But as far as the team, we're moving on. We're moving forward. We understand that, obviously, Josh made some mistakes and needs to have a little bit better judgment. But, you know, we're getting ready for the Giants.
I don't know if you can address this or if you have a perspective on this, but a lot of fans don't understand why players do need guns. You guys are in a, you know, obviously high profile, a lot of work, a lot of money, fancy cars and everything. Is there any insight you have on why guys need guns?
You know, if you just talk about gun ownership, I would, whether you're in the NFL, you're a regular American citizen, you're going to have your opinion on gun ownership. But, you know, we have the right to bear arms, and you can legally own guns. And so I don't think we're any exception to that. Obviously, just like anybody else, we have rules and regulations as to where we can take those firearms and where or what we can do with those. And we follow those rules. There's no need to really get into, you know, whether it's justified, more justified for us as athletes to have them. It's our American right, and some guys choose to practice it.
Malcolm, as a leader and as Josh's peer, you basically talk to him and say, hey, look, you know, you messed up, but let's not let this happen again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to keep the big picture in mind, you know. Obviously, I think he already understands that a lapse in judgment could, you know, not only just jeopardize what we're doing as a team, but jeopardize, you know, his own well-being, his own livelihood. And so I think he recognizes that. But, you know, you don't want to act like he's just, you know, a bad apple. This is a guy who we've relied on heavily, never had any problems with. And so, you know, we won't let one mistake, you know, ruin our feelings about him. But, you know, he'll have to deal with whatever consequences do come. From a legal standpoint, but you know, he's a grown man, and we're looking forward to moving forward with him.
Where do you feel like you guys are as a defense right now, coming off Washington bad game, Minnesota real good game, and then Sunday night a lot of really really good things for 55 minutes, and then not a great finish. Do you have a sense of where you guys are?
I still think we're really good defense. I think the last 2 weeks we played really good. Obviously, Sunday night, we played a really good offense in the Cowboys, and we were put in some tough positions with, you know, the fake punt, the turnover, and did a good job of making stops. Toward the end of the game, when we needed some big stops, we got them. Obviously, we didn't finish the way we wanted to, especially in overtime, but we didn't really give up the big play. You know, they earned some. You know, Dak did a good job of extending play sometimes. We had everybody covered, had them lockdown, he just made a play. You know, and a few times where, you know, you watch on tape, we're close and to either getting to him, getting a sack, or forcing a turnover, and just came up one play short. And so, you know, I think it doesn't change what we feel about ourselves. We thought we played a really good game. Like I said, we just one or two plays here or there that we can come up with really changes the whole outcome of the game. The only reason we really are sitting here feeling, you know, a little bad about where we are, or even the reason that we're questioning that, is because the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be. But if you watch the game, we played some good ball. Like I said, they made some plays. They're a good offense. But we're playing some good ball right now on defense.
How does the team learn to finish?
Well, I mean, you don't just show up on Sunday and all of a sudden think you're going to finish a game. It's the way you go about everything, whether it be your meetings, your practices, your drills, your lifts. You got to finish everything, and it's got to be, you know, a lifestyle. And I think this team understands what it takes and what things we understand how to mess it up at this point, and what things do mess it up, whether it be turnovers, you know, missing your job or whatever. And I think that that's something that we'll, moving forward, have to emphasize, is that as the game gets tighter and the game comes to an end, those mistakes are, you know, exponential. And that's when you need to be able to focus in more. You need to be able to come up with some energy, some momentum, and do your job. You don't, you know, finish isn't about somebody making a spectacular play at the end of the game. It's just about having the composure to do your job and do the simple things over and over and over again for the duration of the game. And that's what we're working towards. And once we start doing that, I think our outcomes will be what we want.
You're going from Dez and Beasley and Witten and that group to Cruz and Beckham and Sterling Shepard, another really good cast of receivers. What's the challenge this week from what you've seen on tape?
Well, you know, Odell is Odell. He's one of the most dynamic receivers in our league. Eli's doing a good job of getting the ball out. They move him around a bunch. So he's in the slot. He's at the X. He's at the Z. Shepard's in the slot. He's a young player. He's doing really good. Runs good routes. You know, they're another NFC East passing attack. You know, we got a lot of unique matchups in this conference. So I'm excited about it. Obviously, 13 is probably get the majority of the attention, as he should. But, you know, they're doing a good job of getting the ball out of Eli's hands. So we got to be able to match up and cover early in the down and give our rush some a chance to affect the quarterback, as well as stop the run.
Now, you lost three straight on the road, and you don't have a division win. Is there a greater importance on this one then?
I mean, yeah. You know, we hadn't done that well on the road. You know, we got to figure out a way to get a road win. And pretty much all but one, we had a chance to – really all of them, but really we had control of the majority of those games on the road and somehow didn't finish or didn't come up with enough plays to get the win. So this is really big for us. It's our next game, but we got to figure out how to get a road win, especially here in the division.
What have been your impressions of Jalen Mills' development, Malcolm?
I think he's been playing well. I think last week for him was a little different. It was the first time we asked him to play the nickel, so it's a different spot for him, but you know, other than a few plays here or there, I think he's played well, especially for the amount of reps and the amount of snaps he's played for us as a rookie. He's moving along well.